$60 million, 160,000 square foot building with its rooftop solar panels is the first green building on campus. Classes began there this fall. World-renowned architect Cesar Pelli, a 1954 U of I graduate, designed the building.
To come back here many, many years later and to be able to design a building next door to where I used to study, it's just magnificent. It's just those things that you don't plan for, you don't dream of, but somehow they happen and they are truly dreams.
Pelli says the building can become a model for future campus construction. It's one in a handful in Illinois that is certified through LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, a U.S. Green Council rating system that promotes sustainable development. Chancellor Richard Herman says the facility will go a long way toward the goal of cutting back campus energy use to 1990 levels within 5 years. The BIF building includes 18 high-tech classrooms, a 300-seat auditorium, and a laboratory that simulates market trading. A food bank that supplies pantries in 14 counties kicks off a fund drive this weekend with the prospect of much greater need in the months ahead. In fact, the director of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank in Urbana says they've already seen a 59% jump in recipients in the past year. Jim Heyer says the economy may not be hitting this region as badly as other places, but more and more people are still feeling the pinch.
With the cost of fuel, the cost of food going up, uncertainty, winter approaching, I don't know what we're going to see in terms of when people have to start making a decision between paying for fuel or for heat and for buying food. Food seems to go on the last on the list, and we'll do it if we can.
Heyer says so far the food bank and its member food pantries have been able to accommodate the extra need, but he says they need to raise $70,000 and collect 190,000 pounds of donated food over the next 2 weeks to keep up. The food bank is launching its Food for Families drive tomorrow during the Illinois football game. Illinois' unemployment rate dropped to 6.9% in September, while the state posted its fourth consecutive month of job loss, for the first time in more than 5 years. Illinois' unemployment rate was down from 7.3% in August, but it was far above the 5.2% the state reported in September of 2007. Illinois Department of Security Director Maureen O'Donnell says the state's workers are being hurt by the slowdown in the national economy. She says the state is using programs like the Illinois Works Jobs Plan to create jobs in some of the hardest-hit sectors, including construction, which has lost 10,000 jobs over the last year. The U.S. unemployment rate remained at its five-year high of 6.1% last month. Thousands of Republican supporters are at the Verizon Wireless Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana, for Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin's first campaign trip to the state. Police began arriving at the outdoor amphitheater about 20 miles north of Indianapolis, hours before the rally was scheduled to begin about an hour ago. The visit is the first for the Republican national ticket since Senator John McCain was in Indianapolis July 1st. It's 4:33.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. Online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
And now here's Mike Sola with the weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Currently 57 degrees on Friends Plaza, a lot of cloud cover, and in fact, the radar is showing a little area just to the west of Champaign-Urbana that may be producing a few sprinkles, but there's some trouble with the Lincoln National Weather Service Doppler radar, so we had to go over to Indianapolis, and that cuts a path a little bit higher up at cloud level, and there is some very dry air in the lower levels of the atmosphere, so we may be seeing some virga. That's precipitation that falls from the clouds, evaporates before it reaches the ground, and I say that because of the only reporting stations in our region reporting any precipitation, Jacksonville, and they had light rain at the top of the hour. There's also some light rain in the West Chicago area, Lewis Airport, that's around Romeoville, drizzle at Freeport and light rain at Moline, so most of the reports from the ground stations of any precipitation are up across northwestern Illinois, and they were going to start to see some skies clearing out, and that will lead to a cool night with scattered frost, most likely across eastern Iowa and in through northwestern Illinois. But even some pockets of scattered frost will be possible in central Illinois, where we will get through the evening with just chance for a few passing showers. And then after midnight, watch for clearing, and the scattered frost will be possible towards daybreak. Tonight's low temperature in Champaign-Urbana, 38 degrees. Sunshine for tomorrow. High temperature, 62 degrees. We have another night tomorrow night with a chance for some scattered frost. The low temperature of around 40 in town. Outside rural locations, mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for Sunday. The high 72. Partly cloudy for Sunday night, the low 46. And back to a partly sunny sky for Monday with a high temperature at 65. 57 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to wrap up our series now called Contenders. All week, we've been hearing about historic presidential candidates, candidates who broke new ground but did not win the race. Today, Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. She sought the Democratic nomination in 1972. She was the first African-American woman to run for president. Our story comes from Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries.
My name is Barbara Lee. In 1972,